Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research. The Sunday Roast presents 12 stocks for the 12 days of Christmas. Merry Christmas, everyone. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to the Sunday Roast, 12 stocks for the 12 days of Christmas. We're joined by quite a frequent guest now, Martin Churchhouse from Carus Mineral Resources. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Nice to see you guys. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you.
So that's the first people I've said Merry Christmas to.
So what is a good Christmas? What is a typical Christmas for Martin?
Usually family.
Family.
I get together with my brother and sister, and so it's a meeting of the clans, really. So we all get together and cram into somebody's house and camp all over the show, just have a lot of fun. We don't get to see each other as often as we should do, so it's nice to have a proper catch up.
It's what it's all about, isn't it? Family, friends, good catch up, good stories. Yep. Bit of music, bit of dancing, whatever. Bit of karaoke, maybe, if your Kev likes to sing a lot.
Yeah, no. What we do is we I sort of do a thing where I get hold of everybody. There's about 17, 18 of us now, so I get hold of everybody individually, and I will give them a musical challenge. So I say, right, I want your top 10 songs of all time. And don't tell anybody else. And they send them to me. So then I end up with 160 songs and, meal times or whatever. We sort of play the music and ends up with all the kids sort of belting them all out.
So yeah, all the teeny bop stuff and everything. Absolutely. But it's good because you get a good diverse range from all the different age groups.
Yeah, yeah. I learned stuff and in fact, I picked up on a few bands that I had no idea about through that process. So.
Good. I like that idea. I'll make a note.
So what is the best Christmas gift you've ever had?
Blimey. That's a difficult one. Do you know what? I genuinely don't know. I mean, they're all great. Nothing stands out.
Is it the socks and the underpants now?
Or, I'm quite happy with the socks and the underpants. That's fine.
As you get older,
it's got to be the one as a kid, hasn't it? I mean, it was one of those where if you were lucky enough to get like a brand, I remember getting like a rally grifter or a rally striker, and as a kid getting this new bike and going out and playing on Christmas Day, it was like the ultimate, and seeing what your mates had. For me, as you get older, it's not about, we've said it before, it's all about the kids, but when you're a kid and you get that amazing present that you've just dreamt of, the parents, if you're in a fortunate position.
If you're going back that far, it was probably a model of Thunderbird 3, I think.
Perfect. There you go.
Yeah, there you go. That's what we're talking about.
So Martin, wrap up then. Carus Minerals, what an eventful year. Obviously, big progress being made with the joint venture with Besant so far. Tell us what you're looking forward to in 2022 with Carus Minerals.
I think, we've got to that point now. I spoke to you guys not so long ago, and we were talking about getting to the end of this year, where we had the sort of the backlog of all the assays and things that are now starting to sort of filter through. So I think what we'll see in starting in Q1, there'll be a material advance, in everything that we're doing, because all that information's going to be sort of downloaded and things. So that's going to add shareholder value for certain. And I think probably more importantly, or as importantly, it's going to allow investors to actually attribute a quantifiable value to Carus once they start, seeing us moving rapidly from an explorer to moving towards being a small miner. If that happens, the implication, of course, is that we're well into the first joint venture, and that's been signed off, with Jubilee, and we're going to have the resources, which have been defined and JORC compliant. which means that we're in a position where we can then start moving forward, you know, with the design and everything else. You know, we're already contemplating, you know, strengthening our team because we need some new disciplines. So, you know, there'll be some new faces around, you know, people starting to look at design and construction. And as always, as we should do as an explorer at this stage, you know, we'll be looking for new projects and partnerships that can provide us with a bit more diversification and, you know, strengthen the portfolio and add some more value. And I think from a shareholder perspective, we've not said a huge amount about all the other projects in our portfolio. We will be giving them more prominence in the year and, you know, in 2022. Because they deserve it. We'd be doing all the work in the background. We'll end up with one team dedicated looking at Truly, advancing that towards production. And then we're going to be looking at, you know, things like Calabasas, which have got huge potential. You know, if you think that you've got Truly with one small form of producing mine, which is, you know, going to be turned into a producer in the near term, and you take Calabasas, we've got 14 form of producing mines on those licenses, half of which closed prematurely, and we've already identified a whole lot of dumps that we can look at. So yeah, it's going to be exciting. We're looking forward to it. You know, we've got all the work that needs to be done at Truly. We know what needs to be done. As I mentioned to you previously, you know, the guys are really excited now, and it's good that we're starting to get assay data back. Because, you know, as I mentioned to you, I'm having to sort of, or I will have to drag them off site. They just want to stay there and keep drilling and keep trenching and keep sampling, because it's all starting to make sense now. They're able to sort of start joining the dots. So, you know, I predict a very busy and a productive year, where I think, you know, we potentially will rapidly evolve from an explorer to a company that's ramping up for production.
Very good. So if I took you 12 months ahead and it's Christmas 2022, do you think on Truly there will be a plant producing?
I think there will be. I would be very disappointed if there isn't a plant on Truly. And I would hope it's producing, but, you know, it's hard to say. I mean, if we can't get mills from China or wherever we're getting them from, I mean, they're, yeah, circumstances will dictate that. But yeah, the good thing is the plant is not hugely complicated. A lot of it is fairly routine type equipment, so it should be fairly straightforward to get it together. You know, we're already busy with the environmental impact statement, baseline studies, and things are underway. So hopefully, all of that will go fine. Starting with stakeholder engagement and consultation early in the new year. So we're doing all the things we need to make sure that we get into production as quickly as we can. I'm confident now that Jubilee has all of the requisite different types of material that they need in order for them to be able to do the metals recovery test work that they're starting to do, and to be able to give us guidance on what type of plant will be required. It's we're all pulling in the same direction. So I think, you know, by the end of 2022, we'll be in a good space for sure.
From a financial perspective, you see that this is a very beneficial project for Jubilee in your conversations that you've had. Obviously, it's going to be sort of company changing for Keras, but Jubilee see this as a really good addition to their portfolio.
I mean, I can't speak for Jubilee, obviously, but you know, the feedback we get from them is very positive. I'm hugely impressed with the people that we've met and been introduced to, and with whom we're working. They really do know what they're talking about, and I don't think they would be putting in the effort if they didn't think it was worth their while.
What do you think, Phil, about Keras Minerals? We've chosen this as one of our Christmas stocks.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, current value is just eroded from the highs. And yeah, I mean, sub 10 million cap for a company that potentially has got two joint ventures, you know, has come a long way, is proving, starting to prove up with the assay results that it's really, you know, everything's coming to fruition. And why wouldn't you like it?
Yeah,
you know we're cashed up as well. And yeah, you know, as I mentioned previously, we're we'll shortly start to recoup, you know, half of our direct exploration costs and things from our joint venture partners and so on. So, you know, we're pretty well placed right now.
My take on CMRS, just before I ask my last question, is simply that once we start seeing these JORC reports and actually physically putting the stamp on those that the resource is there, then more and more value will be attributed to this company over 2022. And then 2023 is going to be the year of value accretion from the point of view of production, and only in one place, maybe coming on board with the second mine, maybe in Calavasos, or the second production in Calavasos, maybe late in 2023. So the growth in that from the low that we're at the minute is exponential, and one of the reasons why we've chosen this as one of our stocks of 2022. So that's my take on it.
Traditional turkey Christmas dinner or an alternative roast?
Alternative roast every day.
I like that. So you, what were you going to go for, beef Wellington or grouse or pheasant or something like that, or a bit gamey?
Goose.
Oh, goose. I like it. A man of class.
Goose. And you
family tradition. Goose. Family tradition. I can remember, it's always been goose.
That's phenomenal. Goose. I don't think I've ever had goose meat. I mean, is it a lot gamier than like a turkey, or
a little bit? It's all dark meat.
Dark meat.
But there's not a huge amount of meat on a goose, but you don't need a lot. It's pretty rich. Wow. But it's nice. So you don't end up, you know, we don't have 5 days of turkey following Christmas. So I won't eat turkey from one Christmas to the next.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, it's got that kind of the feeling of it. It's the dryness of it. But I guess, once you get it while it's fresh and it's been cooked, then it's good. But I think that the leftovers key, isn't it? It's like, do you put it into sandwiches, which is just seems such a waste? Or do you do something like a Thai turkey curry or something, which is what we do with it, or a turkey and ham pie or something like that, you know?
I definitely recommend a goose.
I'm going to try
there
goose.
You go.
It's great.
The goose is getting fat. Final question. You can have any Christmas present in the world and money is no object. What would it be?
Blimey. I like a small excavator.
A what?
A small excavator.
Not to take to the mine, but just
to use on the farm. Yeah, right. Yeah. I've got lots of ditches to dig out and things, and I keep seeing these things, which is like, I'd fancy one of those. Yeah, a small excavator. Perfect.
Okay, we'll send that to your family. Send that to your family. You said there was 16 or 17 of them. Maybe they can all stick a few quid in. You can have an excavator for Christmas.
Better get on to Juicens in the morning, Kev, and get that ordered.
I tell you, there you go. And it'll be good fun, I bet you. You stick a few things in that. You could stick the kids in the bucket.
Well, the mini excavator is great because you can literally drive them through, little, you know, get them through width of a garage door, or even, you know, a small door anyway. You can take them anywhere. They're
great. just one of those small ones. That's yeah. All. Yeah, perfect.
Good. A man of simple needs, I guess.
Yeah.
Right.
He wants a big. My son wanted just the toy version of it. Thank goodness. Okay.
Well, on that note, Martin Churchhouse, CEO of Carus Minerals, we wish you a Merry Christmas and hope you have a fantastic 2022.
And yeah, thanks, guys. Yeah, Merry Christmas to you. And you know, it's been enjoyable talking to you guys over the past 9-10 months or whatever it is. And looking forward to 2022 and further discussions.
Yep, Merry Christmas and
Merry Christmas.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.